Bring these down a little. I can't even see. To center. Here we go. There. One of the advantages of preaching in the jungle is you never have to deal with these types of things.
在丛林里头讲到的一个一大的优势就是没必要这些麻烦事儿。
As you know, we've been studying the attributes of God now for a long time.
你知道我们一直在查考神的属性有一段时间了。
As a matter of fact, I think it's been almost 2 years.
我想大概有2年了吧。And
we're not even close to halfway finished.
我们还没有一半完成大功啊。Now
that's a great lesson for us, isn't it?
这个是一个很大的功课，对不对？
Many people have sat in church for 10, 20, 30 years.
很多人在教会里头混了10年、20年、30年。
And have never heard a series, even a brief series, on who is God.
还没有听过一系列，甚至简简单单一系列的论到神的属性的讲章。
And that's why we have most of the problems that we have today in church.
所以我们今天在教会里头才会遇到这么多的问题。
It's only those people who know their God that can be strong in the faith.
唯有那些认识耶和华的，才能够在信心中刚强壮胆。
In the West, we're kind of a principle-driven kind of people.
我们西方啊，是一个是这个原则，那个原则是这些原则所催逼的一群人。And
many of the popular preachers are those who teach principles so that someone can realize all their dreams and desires and purposes.
那些受欢迎的传道人都是。 喜欢讲这个原则、那个原则，好叫我们的梦想、我们的理想、我们的抱负可以得到实现和满足。But
that is actually very foreign to biblical Christianity.
但是这跟圣经的基督教而言是不吻合的。As
a matter of fact, it contradicts biblical Christianity.
其实是跟圣经是背道而驰的。Christianity
is not about our self-realization.
基督教的信仰不是我们自我的实现。It's
about God.
那是关乎神的。The
manifestation of His glory.
神的荣耀的彰显。And
us delighting in it.
而且我们要在祂里面喜乐。True
joy.
真正的喜乐。Doesn't
come from us getting what our flesh wants.
不是我们的肉体能够得到满足就喜乐。
If we have truly been converted, true joy is found in knowing Him. And in knowing Him, we're strong. Let me give you an example that I've given a few times here already.
给你个例子啊，我曾经在这儿已经讲过几次了。Whenever
people go through trials,
当人们经历患难逼迫的时候,
they always want to know why.
他们总愿意知道为什么。
They want the answer.
他们要找到答案。
They read books to find the answer.
他们读了很多书来找答案。
They go to the pastor to find answers.
他们去找牧师来找答案。
Why is this happening?
为什么这些事儿发生在我身上？
I need to know.
我需要明白啊。
The mature Christian doesn't think that way at all.
但是一个成熟老练基督徒却不这样思想。
As a matter of fact, that's of little importance.
其实对他而言，这不重要。
You see, because the mature Christian knows who God is.
因为一个成熟的基督徒认识神是谁。
So they don't need an explanation about what he's doing.
所以他没有必要知道这件事情为什么发生。
I have a friend in Peru.
我在秘鲁有个朋友。
Who Over the years, there many times proved his loyalty to me.
他多年来呢, 已经向我证明他是一个忠心耿耿的人。
I mean, he risked his life.
你知道他愿意为我冒生命危险。
If he ran in right now in the back of the church,
如果他现在从后面, 教会后面跑过来了,
and said, "Throw me, give me the keys to your car."
他说, 你把你的车子的钥匙给我。
I would give him the keys to my car.
我毫不犹豫把我的钥匙给他。
I don't have to ask him, "What are you going to do with my keys?"
我没必要问他，你要怎么样子处理我的钥匙啊？ 没必要问。
Why don't I ask him?
为什么不问他？
Because I know who he is.
因为我认识他是谁。
I know his character.
我知道他的品格如何。
So I don't need to know the answers.
是没必要知道答案。
Now, if someone I didn't know walked into the back of the church and said, "Give me your keys,"
如果我不认识的人向我要钥匙的话,
I'd probably ask him 100 questions.
我也许问他100个问题, 为什么？
I'd probably ask for references.
我也许要人介绍，要推荐他,
because I don't know him.
因为我不认得他。
That's why so many times Christians are saying, "Oh, I just need to know the answer."
所以往往基督徒会说，我需要知道答案呢。
You need to know the answer because you don't know him.
因为你不认识他，所以你要知道答案。
Not enough to trust in his character.
你单单信靠他的属性，你不满意。
Now we're going to study one of the most important attributes of God, and that is his faithfulness.
现在我们要查考神的最重要的属性之一，就是他的信实。
You know, Dr. Piper says that God is most glorified when we're most satisfied in Him.
你知道派伯博士说，当我们在神里面最得满足的时候，神就最得荣耀。And
I most certainly think that's a good statement.
我当然肯定啊，他这句话讲的没错。And
I don't have any disagreement.
我不反对他，我很同意，很认同。But
when I look through the scriptures,
当我考察圣经的时候,
it seems to me that
似乎对我而言啊,
that we could equally say
我们可以同样的说,
God is most glorified
神最得荣耀, 当,
when we trust him.
当我们信靠他, 他就最得荣耀,
when we trust him with our lives.
全心全意的信靠他，委身于他时候，他最得荣耀。
You know, that's why in Romans 12, 1 and 2, it talks about giving your body as a living sacrifice.
所以在罗马书第12章1到2节讲到弟兄们，我神的慈悲全把身体献上作为活祭。
And it uses the word soma in Greek, which is physical body in that context.
在原文啊，把身体献上，这个身体在原文就是这个肉体啊，这个物质的身体。 在希腊文,
giving your body to God is a great expression of devotion.
你知道，把你的身体献上给神是一个委身的爱的表达。
Because it's literally all of you.
因为这是你全身心全部给他。
Someone could steal your car.
人可以偷你的车,
or even blow it up.
甚至把你的车给炸了。
Or your house.
或者你房子给炸了,
and that would be a great loss.
这是一个很大的亏损,
but nothing is compared to losing your body.
比起你的身体炸了，身体失掉了，这无法比较。
Honestly, even Satan was telling the truth in the book of Job.
你知道，在约伯记里头，撒旦都告诉你事实啊。
Well, at least he was saying the right thing.
至少他说的没错。
I wouldn't stretch it so far as to say it was true.
当然他讲的不是真理啊，他讲的没错啊。
But he said, "You've taken away everything from Job."
你把约伯一切所有的身外之物都剥夺了。
And yeah, he hasn't cursed you.
但他还没有妄评你，还没有咒诅你。
But you touch his body.
你试试看，你只要碰他的身体，he'll
curse you then.
他就会。
That's the most precious thing we have.
这是我们所拥有的最宝贵的东西。
So when we take this one life that we have,
所以当我们 把这个生命唯一的生命拿来
we entrust it to God,
奉献给他，交托给他的时候，
I think that is possibly the greatest act of devotion and worship.
我相信这是一个最大的敬拜的表达，身体献上。
When we do not trust God, we are attacking His character.
你知道，当我们不信任神的时候，我们其实是在毁谤他的品格。
We're saying He's not true.
我们在说，他不可靠。
When we demand answers,
或者当我们要求神给我们答案,
We're saying your character is not enough.
其实我们在说神的品格不够，不值得我信任。
But when we trust in Him,
但当我们完全信靠他的时候，
we're saying yes.
我们在说是的。
I believe you are everything you say you are.
我相信你说的一切关乎自己的话都是真的，我信。
Now, just by way of introduction,
我就稍微介绍一下。
When we talk about trusting God,
当我们讲到信靠神的时候，
or in trusting our life to Him,
或者把我们的生命交托给他的时候，
I mean, everyone can say that.
每个人都嘴里肯那么说。
If you don't define what it means,
如果你不下定义何谓献身于他，
you know, you could go to the mission field and not be trusting God.
其实你可以到宣教工厂去，但是却没有信靠他。
What does it mean to trust Him?
什么叫信靠他？
To believe Him.
就是信他，信任他，信他。
How do we believe Him?
我怎么信他？
By believing what He said.
借着信靠他所说的话，对不对？
Not some dream that you think you had.
不是你有的什么异梦啊，异象啊。
Not even some prompting in your heart.
或者你心里的感动啊，感觉不。
But the man who relies upon God's word.
但是完全信靠他所说的话，他口里所说的一切话。
When God tells you to forgive your husband.
当神告诉你要赦免你的丈夫。
And you don't.
你却不肯赦免。
You're not trusting God.
你就不再信任神了。你不信他。
When God says, dedicate yourself to your one wife.
当神对你说，你要委身于你那唯一的妻子。
And you do not.
你却不这样做的话。
You're not trusting God.
你就没有信神了。
When God says, do not look at that TV program.
当神告诉你，不要看那个电视节目。
Because it will corrupt your heart.
因为会叫你的心被玷污。
But you look at it.
但你却偏偏要看。
You are not trusting God.
你也不再信任神，信靠神。
Do you see that?
看到没有？
So I don't want you to just, you know, sing beautiful hymns about all to Jesus I surrender.
你说我们不仅仅在唱一些美好的诗歌，当当当当当，主啊，我把生命献给你，好听而已。
I want you to be a person immersed in the Word of God.
你我应该全身浸泡在神的话语当中。
And seeking to live it out.
而且活出神的话来。
There is a direct relationship between faith and obedience.
信心和顺服之间息息相关。
Oftentimes when we disobey, we just think sin.
往往当我们不顺服的时候，我们说，哎，这是犯罪。
And it is sin.
没错，这是罪。
But we're not realizing that there's a root problem here.
你不知道这里还有一个更深一层的根源的问题。
It's unbelief.
就是小信或是不信，不信。
When God tells a young person, do not have sex before marriage.
当神告诉个年轻人，在你婚前不要有任何的性关系。
And that young person does not obey.
那个年轻人却不听不顺服。
It is an attack upon the character of God.
这就是在攻击神的属性。
Either it is, I don't think you're that wise.
或者你对神说，我认为你没那么智慧吧。
And what you're telling me is just not true.
或者你跟我讲的不是真的。
Or you're a liar.
或者你是撒谎的。
And you're trying to keep a good thing from me.
你在把好东西保留不给我。
So see, it's faith.
你知道这是信心。
It's not just obedience.
不仅是顺服而已。
It's believing that what God has commanded is right.
那是相信神所吩咐的一切诫命对我都是善的，是美的，是好的。
But there's something else I want you to see here too.
这里还有一件事情我要你看见。
We're going to look at this more thoroughly later on.
我们以后会更详细考察这一点。
Go to the book of James.
看看雅各书啊。
Now that's not, we don't have it on.
我们这里没有打出来。
Here, I just want you to look at.
我们就稍微看一段经文，雅各书。
James chapter one,
第一章。
Now, in verses 12 through 16.
二节到十六节。
We're not going to read them. But the theme here is temptation. And how that when we give in to temptation, it leads to what?
当我们顺着试探受引诱的时候，那会导致什么呢？
It leads to sin.
就会导致犯罪了。
Sin brings death.
罪呢会导致死亡。
Now, let's say that you have a temptation in front of you.
我们譬如你面对一个试探。
Maybe a temptation that's overcome you many times.
也许你已经多次被这个试探所胜过。
How do you get over this?
你到底怎么样子才能够得胜呢?
How do you beat it?
你怎么样子能够胜过试探呢?
Well, there are several things that we could point to.
有几件事情我们可以指出来啊。
For example,
譬如,
the fear of the Lord.
敬畏耶和华, 对不对? 敬畏神。
We can overcome temptation by fearing God.
我们借着敬畏耶和华可以胜过试探。
There's another thing I want you to see here.
还有一件事我要你看见的。
After he talks about temptation and sin,
他讲完了试探跟罪恶之后呢?
In verse 17, he says this.
17节他说呢?
Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow.
各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来，在他并没有改变也没有转动的影儿。
Now, why in the midst of this theme of temptation?
为什么在这个想论试探的这个主题当中?
Does he all of a sudden talk about God's promise of goodness to us?
突然之间他转个话题在讲论神对我们的信实的应许。
Because there is a sense in which we overcome temptation by faith.
因为从一个角度我们是凭着信心胜过试探的。
By faith in what?
信什么呢? 信。
The goodness of God.
信神的良善美好。
That is revealed in his promises.
在他应许中他所显明的他的善良。
We have a lot of young people here tonight.
我们今天有很多年轻人在这儿。
So I'll use this illustration again.
我就再一次用这个例子。
A young person is tempted to enter into a physical relationship before marriage.
一个年轻人在婚前，他受了试探，要进入一个性的肉体的不良关系。
And it is strong.
就很强烈的试探。
I mean, some people say it's stronger than taking many different types of drugs.
有些人说是比那个毒瘾还要强烈，吸毒。
So how do you overcome it?
你到底怎么胜过这些试探？信的引诱。
No, first of all, I want you to look at something.
首先我要你看看。
Eve is in the garden.
夏娃在伊甸园里。
What does the devil say to her?
撒旦对她说什么？
Basically this.
基本上呢，撒旦说。
So God won't let you eat from any tree.
神不让你吃那个树上的果子啊。
Now think about it.
你想想啊。
That's not what God said.
神没有那么说，对不对？
God said you can eat from every tree.
神说，树上一切树上你都可以吃，对不对？
But one.
除了那一棵。
Every tree but one.
其他都可以，对不对？
And the devil comes in and goes.
撒旦来了，他说。
So God doesn't let you eat from any tree.
神不让你吃树上的果子，对不对？
What is he attacking?
他在攻击什么？
The goodness of God.
攻击神的良善。
The kindness of God.
神的美好。
So you're a young person.
你是个年轻小伙子,
feel physically attracted to another young person.
你肉体上受到另外一个异性的吸引。
But you're not married.
但你还没结婚。
What does the devil do?
撒旦怎么说?
He looks at you and says,
他看着你，他说,
God hates this kind of stuff.
神恨恶这种性关系。
He's against physical attraction totally.
他反对任何的男女之间的性关系。
Yeah, if you follow God, he's going to remove this from your life forever.
如果你跟随神的话, 他叫你一辈子享受不到人生的乐趣。
He never wants you to delight in that.
他不要你享受人生。
Is that what God said?
是吗? 神是这样子的神吗?
No, God created it.
不, 神创造了我们的性关系。
So what did God really say?
所以神其实在说什么?
He says, I have a specific plan and a purpose for this.
就是我为这个有一个特别的计划和安排。
I created it so you would delight in it.
我创造了这些,好像你能够在其中享受。
But it is in the context of marriage.
但是必须在婚姻的范围之内享受。
And not outside of it.
而不是在婚外的情感。
So you sit there as a young person and you're tempted.
你受到试探，你是个年轻人。
How do you defeat it?
你怎么样子胜过试探？
God has a plan. And in that plan,
在那个计划里面,
He's even thought of this desire.
他甚至他也考虑到你这个需要,
and he says it's good.
他说是个好的, 美好的欲望,
as long as it's in the context that He's commanded. As a matter of fact, what God's got for me out there,
所以神为我计划的那个计划,
is so much better than what I'm being offered now.
比我现在我受试探的这个享乐要好得多得多,
because every good and perfect gift comes from Him.
因为所有各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都从神而来,
so I'm going to wait.
所以我要等候他。
Why are you going to wait?
为什么你等呢?
Because God's got something better.
因为神为我预备的更好更美善,
and I don't want to mess it up.
所以我不要把神的计划给毁了。
Now that's not the only way.
这不是唯一的方式,
it may not even be the primary way.
也许也不是最重要的方式,
but it is a way.
但是其中一个方式,
Satan always wants to hand us something secondary.
撒旦魔鬼总是要把一些次好的给我们取代那个最好的,
and his draw is that he's willing to give it to us immediately.
而他的方法就是他愿意现在就把那个享乐给我们, 这是他的,
and without any commitment.
而且你不用付代价, 不用委身,
but God says wait.
但神说不, 你要等候,
and trust.
要信靠我。
So when we talk about the faithfulness of God
tonight,
I don't want you walking out of here just going, oh yeah, God is faithful. I want you to actually obey God in this area. Now let's just look at a few words. The word faithful,
信实这个词,
it comes from a Hebrew word, aman.
是从希伯来文的原文, aman 这个字来,
kind of related to maybe something you're familiar with.
也许跟你所熟悉的一些是很, 有关系啊,
amen.
就是阿们, 这个阿们, 阿们, 这个阿们, 有关系啊,
in the Greek language, it's pistos.
在希腊文就是pistos.
Now, let me share with you something. The Old Testament was written in, basically, almost all of it in Hebrew.
旧约基本上都是用希伯来文写的。
And the New Testament was written in Greek.
新约呢是希腊文, 对不对?
But basically, what I want you to understand is the New Testament was written by Jews.
基本上我要你明白是新约啊，基本上都是
Hebrew speaking people,
就是讲希伯来文的,
with a Hebrew mindset,
但是却有犹太人的这个思想背景写的希腊文。
Many of the terms that are used in Greek,
所以很多他们在希腊文用的这些词汇啊,
I don't want you to think of them just as the translation of one word to another.
我要你不仅是呆呆版本的一种翻译,死版的翻译而已啊,
but the Hebrew writers take the Hebrew meaning,
但是希伯来的作者把那个希伯来的意思呢,
and they put that meaning into those Greek words.
注入这些希腊的词汇里面。
So don't sit there and try to draw a distinction between in Hebrew it means this and in Greek it means this.
所以你不要坐在那儿把这个希伯来文啊跟希腊文分得太明显。
Okay, now both words in Greek and Hebrew,
不论是希腊文希伯来文啊这个词两个词,
carry the idea of certainty.
都有一个意思就是把握,
stability,
就是 稳定性, 把握性,
two words that are impossible for man.
这两个词对人来说是办不到的, 稳定, 可靠, 把握,
I mean, look at our countries right now.
你看看我们的国家,
look at our government.
看看我们的政府,
look at our world.
看看我们的世界,
you say there's much stability?
你说有没有稳定性?
Is there much certainty?
有没有把握性?
Well, in one sense, there is.
从一个角度, 有,
because
没错,
there's only one true king, and he's reigning.
因为只有一个真正的王, 他在做, 做主,
when we
他在掌权,
look at men,
但你看人的时候呢?
And not just those on TV, when
不仅是,
you look in the mirror,
不仅是电视上那些人, 而且你照照镜子, 看到这个人的时候,
there's nothing in which we can have confidence.
我们根本没有任何可信靠的东西。 西，或是人。
Look, you could go to the doctor tomorrow.
你知道，你可以明天去看医生。
Feeling totally healthy.
你觉得自己也挺好的，没问题啊。
And they could draw blood.
但他们可以抽你的血。
And 2 days later,
两天之后呢，回来告诉你，
That you've got 2 months to live.
你只有两个月可活了。
Do you see that?
看到没有？
I've known men say, you know, I'm my own man.
我知道有些人他说我是自己的主宰。
A little parasite that you can't even see.
一个小小的寄生虫你根本看不到的，肉眼看不到。
Could come into your body tonight.
今晚进到你的身体里头。
And eat away at your brain.
把你的脑袋给吞吃了。
And a matter of weeks, you'd be an imbecile and paralyzed.
几个礼拜之后，你就成了一个白痴，然后你就完全瘫痪。
There is no certainty.
真的，生命是何等的不可靠、不稳定。
No stability.
在世上没有任何可靠的、可以把握的东西。
But in God there is.
但是在神里面，我们有确据。
Never changes.
他永不改变。
Never lies.
他永不撒谎。
Is powerful to do everything he promises.
他无所不能，他所应许的，他必定成就。
When we look at these two words,
当我们看到这两个词啊
，in Greek and Hebrew,
无论是希伯来文还是希腊文
，the idea here is that of a strong column that holds up the weight of a building.
它里面所意味着是能够撑起房子的两根。
I mean, a lot of us have seen tiny little weak columns with a big mass on top, and it looks like it's going to fall.
我往往看到一个小小的一根柱子，上面有很重的重量，看起来就摇摇欲坠。
But imagine a column made out of solid steel.
想象一个用钢筋水泥的做的一个。柱子坚固的
，10 miles in diameter，
十公里这么直径
，and all of it is designed，
它一切的里面的设计
，to support one ant，
为了要支持一个小蚂蚁
，or a small feather from a bird，
或者鸟身上的一根小羽毛。
I know that sounds ridiculous.
我这是听起来不可思议啊。
But even that does not describe the faithfulness of God.
因为就算这个比喻也不能够形容神的信实可靠。
It is so far beyond that.
它完全超越这一切。
An unbreakable column.
它是一个不可摇动的柱子。
That even though it sustains the universe.
尽管它托住整个宇宙和万有。
Alright.You know God sustains the universe.
你知道神托住万有，对不对？
But without any expenditure or diminishing of energy.
但它一点都不费劲儿，或者一点都没有耗什么精力，它就托住。
He doesn't become weak.
它也不会变得软弱。
He doesn't have to rest.
它没有必要去休息。
I have a little baby, 10 months old.
我刚生个孩子，十个月大。
She weighs like 400 pounds.
她现在有400磅了。
And men have a problem.
人有问题啊。
We don't have hips.
我们没有这个 hip, 没有这个叫什么东西？这个叫
A woman can sit the baby on their hip.
女人可以把孩子放在自己的这个叫什么？这。胯骨上，男人没有。
But if I sit the baby on my hip, it just slides down.
我男人把我孩子放在我胯骨上，就噗掉下去了。
And so I'm switching constantly from one arm to the next.
所以我总是用左手啊抱一抱，右手抱一抱，换来换去啊。
God's not like that.
但神不是如此，他不会累的。
And as a matter of fact, that's another illustration. That's another way to communicate what this term is saying.
所以这是另外一个例子来表达这是在说什么。
His faithfulness is like the strong, infinitely strong arms of a father holding up a helpless child.
他的信实就像一个强壮的、无限强壮的爸爸在抱一个小孩一样。
He says, "Israel, I never failed you."
他说：“以色列人呢，我从来不会失误的，我从来不叫你跌倒的。”
In the wilderness, I carried.
在旷野里头，我抱着你，揣抱你。
As a matter of fact, when we get into the book of Jeremiah,
其实当我们读到耶利米书的时候,
God makes fun of the idols.
神就在嘲弄那些偶像。
He says you have to nail them down so that they don't fall over.
你必须把这些偶像钉稳，它才能够不跌倒。
And then you have to carry them around.
然后你要扛着偶像跑。
He said you never carried me.
但你们从来没必要扛着我。
But I carried you.
乃是我揣抱你。
I have always carried you.
我总是从少年到白头我都揣抱你。
You know, there's a famous kind of drawing in a poem.
你知道在一个诗里头有一个有名的一幅画
Footprints in the Sand
很有名叫做在沙滩上的脚印对不对
And a guy has a dream
一个人他做个梦
And he sees two pairs of footprints
他看到在沙滩上有两对脚印
He sees that one of them is his
其中一对是他的
And the other is God
另一对是神的对不对大脚印
And then he could see in the sky the different times of his life.
然后他在天上看到他生命不同的阶段。
And when he was going through good times,
当他经历美好时光的时候,
there were two pairs of footprints.
就两对脚印，对不对？
But when he was going through really bad times,
当他经历逆境的时候,
there was just one pair of footprints.
只有一对脚印。
And so he looks at God and he says this.
所以他看着神，他说。
Why did you leave me in the times of trial?
为什么在我的患难中你离弃我呢?
And God says,
神回答,
I didn't leave you.
我没有离弃你啊,
it was in those times I was carrying you.
在那个时候我正揣抱着你。
That's maybe the dumbest thing that's ever been written.
你知道那也许是最愚昧的一个例子。
I know you really like it.
我知道你们都很喜欢那个例子。
But he has always carried you.
其实他总是时时刻刻都在揣抱你。
It's always been one pair of footprints in the sand.
总是在沙滩上只有一对脚印。
And they're his. He stops carrying you, you die in a fraction of a second.
如果他不揣抱着你，你半秒钟就没命了。
He stops carrying you, you will betray him.
如果他不揣抱着你，你就会背叛他。
And you will be guilty of the greatest sins against him.
你就会犯世上最大的罪，背叛。
He's always carrying you.
他时刻都拖住你。
You see that?
看到没有？
And you know, I have studied the lives of many well-known Christians in the history of the church.
我查考了教会历史上一些伟大的信心人物的生平很多啊。And
I have also studied the lives of many, many great Christians that none of you know about.
我也考察了很多你们都不认识的一些伟大的基督徒的生平。
Some of them are still alive.
有些甚至如今还活着。
They live in little huts in the jungles.
他们也许住在丛林里的一个小茅屋里头。
In Asia.
在亚洲。
South America.
在南美洲。
Africa.
非洲。
And I'm not worthy to carry their sandals.
但是我连提他们的鞋都不配啊。
You know what I've noticed about all these different types of men and women?
你知道我注意到这些不同的人物，信心伟人的。 同一个特征吗?
They all look differently.
他们看起来外表不同。
They have different personalities.
有不同的性格。Some
of them would disagree doctrinally in some of the smaller things.
有一些在教义上，这些次要的事上跟我不一样啊。The
one thing they have in common.
但是他们都有一个共通点。Is
like a two-sided coin.
就像有两面的铜板一样。
They have absolutely no trust in themselves.
他们对自己毫无信任可言。
They have no trust in their own wisdom.
他不信任自己的智慧。
Or their own cleverness.
或者自己的聪明。
Or their own strength.
或自己的能力，不信，都不信。
And they have all their trust in the goodness and power and wisdom of God.
但同时他们却完全信靠神的智慧，神的大能，神的主权。
Great Christians are not great Christians because they're stronger than you.
伟大的基督徒不是因为他们比你强壮所以伟大的，不。
They're great Christians because they know that they're just as weak as you.
他们的伟大在乎，他们认识到他们跟你一样软弱。
And for that reason, they cling to God with all their might.
他们全心全意地抓住神不放。
You say, well, I cling to God.
你说我也抓住神啊。
All right, let's talk about his commandments.
好，我们来讲讲他的诫命。
Do you cling to his commandments?
你抓住他的诫命吗？
Do you cling to his wisdom revealed in Proverbs?
你抓住他的智慧，在箴言书里头所启示的智慧吗？
You say, well, I'm not really good in all that.
你说我那些方面不是我的特长。
Well, then you're not really trusting.
那么你其实没有真正信靠他。
You're walking in your own wisdom.
你在按着自己的小聪明行事。
You're doing your marriage in your own wisdom.
你按着自己的智慧在建立你的婚姻，搞好关系。
You're walking through this dangerous world in your own wisdom.
你在这个危险的世界靠着自己的聪明智慧在行事为人。
You're not really trusting God.
你其实没有真正信靠神。Now,
Let me say this.
让我那么说啊。
We also think sometimes, man, he's so strong, he just clings to God with all his might.
哇，你看他多强壮，他全心全意地抓住神呐。
No.
不。
You're wrong.
你错了。
You're as wrong as the guy who wrote the poem.
你就像那个在沙滩上行走那个人，你跟他一样愚昧。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你个例子啊。
Several years ago,
几年前呢?
Like about 100 years ago,
大概100年前,
when I lived in Peru,
当我住在秘鲁的时候,
I was young.
我那时候很年轻,
and I decided I was going to surf.
我下定决心我要服侍主。
Surfer dude, right here.
或者服侍或者死掉。
I got a surfboard.
不是surf，那个什么浪，冲浪对，不是那个，不是surf，是这个surf，surf，冲浪，冲浪对不起，我决定我要冲浪，不是那个冲浪，对不起，我以为。
And so my way of learning is just jump in.
我的方法就是跳进海里去冲浪。
I jumped in.
是我跳进海里。
But before I jumped in,
那我跳进之前呢？
I looked on this pole.
我看到一个柱子上,
and I said to myself, that's a pretty red flag.
那是一个很漂亮的红色的警戒的旗子。
What I didn't know is that flag was telling me, don't get in the water.
我没有注意到那个旗子上说不要下水。
Because the waves will kill you.
因为海浪会把你给冲死。
I just jumped in.
但是我还是跳进去了。
After getting out there, finally, I got out there.
终于我下了水了。
I realized that was the biggest mistake of my life.
我发现我做了一辈子最大的蠢事儿。
And then all of a sudden, I heard something groan and moan right behind me.
听到我后面波涛汹涌的声音。
I thought it was a sea lion.
我以为是一个那个海豚呢。
But I turned around and it was a guy on a surfboard.
我看到是另一个人在冲浪。
A little guy.
一个小个子坐在冲浪板上。
He was terrified.
他吓得半死。
His eyes were literally this big.
他的眼睛张得像是老大。
I can still see his face.
我现在还记得他那个面孔。
And he was going down.
他正在下沉。
So I started paddling over there to him.
所以我就在冲浪板上我就向他走。
I got about 4 feet from him.
离他大概有4米远。
And he started reaching for me.
他就开始要抓住我了。
And I thought,
我说哦哦。
This guy's out of his mind.
这个人疯了。
He's so afraid, he's out of his mind.
他吓得半死，几乎吓疯了。
He grabs me.
如果他抓住我的话，
he's going to kill both of us.
他会把我们两个一起带到水里，同归于尽。
I grabbed the rope on his board.
所以我就抓住他的冲浪板上的绳子。
And I thought,
我说，
when I get him close enough,
当我够近的时候，
I'm just going to knock him out.
我要把他先打昏掉。
Whenever you don't know what to do, just knock somebody out.
当你不知道该怎么办的时候，把他打昏，先打昏再说。
And then I thought, if I swing at this guy,
如果我揍他，如果没打到他的话，
then he's really going to get scared.
那他会吓，真是吓得半死，真吓慌了。
Well, I turned around,
所以我就转过头来，
and I saw some surfers.
我看到有一些人还在那冲浪。
Some real ones.
真正会冲浪的。
And so I swam over there and I said, screaming, help, help, help.
所以我就游到那儿去，我向他们求救，帮助，帮忙，帮忙，救命。
They were 8 guys.
那有8个人。
And they were really good.
他们是很有经验的冲浪者。
But it took them like a half hour to get that guy to shore.
但他们花了大概半个钟头的时间才把那个人救上岸去。
Because they wouldn't get near him.
因为他们不敢靠近那个人。
Now these guys were very strong.
你知道这些人非常强壮哦。 八个人,
but they knew,
但他们知道,
this man is so afraid.
这个人吓到一个地步啊,
he's got so much adrenaline pumping through his body.
他里头那个兴奋化学, 在里头是什么线? 肾上腺的, 如此的强烈,
even though he's so small,
虽然个子那么小,
he'll overpower us. He'll drown us. Now, here's the point of that long story.
好,我要讲的, 重点是,
that was a little guy.
那是个小个子,
he was very weak.
他很软弱,
but because
但,
he had reached the point where he knew he could not save himself,
因为他已经到了山穷水尽,穷途末路,知道自己没得救的地步,
he was filled with a strength
所以他充满了力量,
that would have allowed him to grab a hold of the strongest man,
他可以抓住最强壮的人,
and the strongest man couldn't have pulled him off of them. Now you're beginning to understand faith. You say, man, that guy's so strong.
你说那个人真是强壮啊,
哎呀, he's just taking a hold of Christ and he doesn't let go.
他紧紧抓住基督啊, 不放手啊,
no.
不。
His strength does not come from his determination,
他的力量不是从他的毅力而来的,
or the strength of his will,
或者他的意志而来的,
it comes from this.
乃是从,
he knows that apart from Christ, he will die.
他知道没有了主基督,
apart from Christ, he will fall.
没有了主基督,
that it's his terror that gives him strength.
他的惧怕给他力量。
It's his recognition that without Christ, he's doomed.
是他的 认识到没有基督他就死定了。
So you see, your problem is not that you're too weak.
你知道你的问题不是你太软弱。
Your problem is you don't know how weak you are.
你的问题是你不认识到自己有多么软弱。
I heard a preacher say something one time, and at first it's kind of shocking, and then I realized, man, there's a lot of wisdom in that.
我听到一个传道人说一句话，我起初听了觉得很惊讶，但是我后来反思一下，很有道理。
Someone asked him about his teenage son.
有人问他的年轻的儿子。And
they said, you mean you wouldn't allow your teenage son to go out with a girl?
你不允许你的年轻孩子出去跟女孩谈恋爱吗？
You mean like all alone in a car or something?
单独在车里头, 你不允许吗?
He said no.
他说不, 我不允许。
I wouldn't.
我不让。
And the person said, well, don't you trust your son?
那个人就问他, 难道不信任你儿子吗?
He said no. I don't trust my son.
当然我不信任我儿子。
Well, why don't you trust your son?
为什么连你儿子都不信任?
Because I don't trust his dad.
因为我不信任他的爸爸。
Do you see?
看到没有?
The problem is we trust ourselves too much.
问题是我们太信任自己了。
And some of you right now could say this.
你们当中有些人现在可以说,
Brother Paul, you're right.
保罗弟兄你说的没错。
I've not feared enough.
我对神没有足够的敬畏。
I've trusted in myself at times.
我有时候 信任我自己, 我不够害怕,
and it has cost me dearly.
有导致我付出重价,
I've done things I never should have done.
我做了一些我不该做的事儿,
because I was just too brave.
因为我胆子太大,
too strong.
我太强壮了,
went my own way.
我偏行己路。
I finished with one other illustration.
好,我再讲个例子就结束啊。
I was born where we, you know, since a little boy, I've been a hunter.
我从出生我就在打猎。When
we, you know, when I was little, I would be out all day until the dark.
我从早到晚我就在外头打猎。
So it's just kind of a way of life.
所以这是我的生活的一部分。
And I remember when I first taught my son Ian, who's here with me, to be in the woods.
我记得我起初教我大儿子在丛林里头跟我在一块打猎的时候,
we were going through this swampy place.
我们经过了一个沼泽地,
and you really get lost in there.
他迷路了,
and there's a lot of really poisonous snakes.
里头有很多毒蛇, 很吓人的毒蛇,
and he kept walking ahead of me.
他继续在我前面走,
he was about 4 or 5 years old.
他在四五岁的时候,
And I kept saying, no, stay by my side.
你要留在我旁边,别乱跑。
You don't know what's out here.
你不知道这里有什么东西, 小心,
stay right by my side.
留在我旁边,
he kept running ahead.
他继续不听话,跑到前面。
So I let him go.
所以我就放他走。
I got behind a tree.
我在躲在一棵树后面。
And then when he moved, I'd move forward and get behind another tree.
他继续往前走, 我就躲在另外一棵树后面。
And I kept following him.
我继续跟着他。
Until all of a sudden, he stopped.
直到突然之间他停下来。
He heard something.
他听到一些声音。
Turned around.
他转过头来。
Dad?
爸!
I didn't answer.
我不回答。
He said, that's cruel.
他说,太残酷了。
You know nothing about being in the woods.
你不知道在丛林里头,
this was necessary.
这是必要的。
I didn't move.
我不动了。
Until he was about to cry.
他几乎要哭的那一刻呢,
he was scared.
他吓得半死了。
It's getting dark.
因为天越来越黑。
And right at the last moment,
最后一秒钟,
Dad!
爸爸!
I stepped out.
我出现了。
Now I was only about probably, I don't know, 5 or 10 yards from him.
我离他大概只有十米远，不远。
If there'd have been something there, I'd have been on top of it before it would have got him.
如果有蛇什么东西欺负他，我马上就会出来救他。
But he needed to feel my absence.
但是他需要感觉到我的。 不同在,
he needed to realize his surroundings.
他需要明白他所处的环境。
I didn't have any more trouble with him walking by my side.
从此以后呢, 他就紧紧跟着我。
He's like clinging to my leg.
他就像抓住我的大腿一样, 不肯放。
You see, that's what God's done this to you, hasn't he?
神在你身上做了同样的事儿, 是不是?
And he'll do it again.
他会再做一次, 一次次的做。
Now we haven't even really started studying the text.
我们还没有开始考察圣经呢。
But the purpose of this,
但我们要考察的目的呢,
is, look, I'm not here to give a theological lecture, that's all.
我来这儿不仅是讲一个神学的大讲座, 不仅是。
Because the goal of preaching is not information.
因为 传道的目的是不仅是给你一些信息, 让你知道一些事儿,
it's transformation.
乃是叫你生命的改变。
It's realizing that obedience walks hand in hand with faith.
你要明白信心和顺服是息息相关的, 是不可分割的。
And we show our faith not just by doing some extraordinary thing like going to the mission field.
我们不是借着做一些伟大的事情, 像到宣教工厂才显明我们的信心。
We most show our faith by obeying him.
我们乃是借着我们的顺服表达我们的信心。
好, we're going to take a short break here.
我们休息短短一段时间呢。
We're going to come back and look at a few more things and then get into our text.
看看几件事儿, 然后再看这段经文。
Let's pray.
好, 我们做个祷告。
Father, I pray that you will use your word to bless and to help your people. Strengthen them, Lord. Help us all to trust that your way is the right way. In Jesus' name. You know, one other thing, real quick. One day, you and I, if we're Christian, we're going to step over into glory.
有一天, 如果我们是基督徒, 我们会进到荣耀里, 对不对?
And I think one of the things that will be most impactful,
你知道, 有一件事情会对我们有最大的影响,
when we see him,
当我们见到他的时候,
why did I not trust him more?
我们会问, 为什么我当时没有更加的信靠你?
Why did I not listen?
为什么没听你的话呢?
Why did I not trust?
为什么没有信任你呢?
Why did I not follow?
为什么没有跟从你呢?
God bless.
神祝福你。